Good morning to you. 0289 033 105. I want to speak to Justin McCamphill from the NASUWT. This is in relation to the school's budgets. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Budgets apparently reduced by 10%. This is a report that has been released. The budget for schools in Northern Ireland reduced by 10% in real terms over the past 5 years. It's one of these financial health of schools reports from the Northern Ireland Audit Office. This has raised worries at union level, I would imagine.
It has raised worries right across the education sector in Northern Ireland. And it's something that we knew that has been building for a long time. Schools now have £233 million less than they did in 2010. So that's £233 million to deliver all the essential services that are needed in schools. And schools, quite frankly, can't cope at the minute.
Yeah, I hope our line is still up. There was a little buzz on it. But almost 90%, okay. 90% of the school funding, that goes primarily in wages, doesn't it?
It certainly does. Now, that's the money that's devolved at school level. Education funding, though, in Northern Ireland is different to how it is across the UK. I mean, a large amount of school funding is actually spent at the centre. And this is for vitally important areas like the special schools budget, special education and mainstream schools, ICT services, school transport, free school meals. I think once you would factor those things in, that the amount spent on wages would actually be less than 90%.
So what are you hoping for now? Are you, like, we haven't got the best of government guidance on these issues because we don't have a government, but what are you calling for? What are you hoping for to correct this downfall in budget?
Well, we have recently made a submission to the Northern Ireland Affairs Committee at Westminster, as I know the employers have, and I know they were giving evidence last week. We are hoping that Westminster listens to the concerns that are being raised and decides that education in Northern Ireland has to be a priority moving forward, and decides to actually put some investment into education. This problem is going to be with us, whether we have devolution restored or not. The main reason why we're in this position, of course, is the austerity from Westminster, which began in 2010. And our politicians have been placed in an invidious situation where they are having to manage a decline of £200 million.
And are some schools spending money they don't have?
They are, and figures produced yesterday showed that some schools are in deficits of over £1 million.
And is that not bad housekeeping?
I wouldn't put the blame at school level. I believe the blame lies at the bigger level as to why schools, the school estate, isn't being managed properly. I mean, some of the schools on that list were secondary schools which, due to delays in making decisions, were allowed to build up large deficits while actually had very few pupils in those schools.
And do you see a picture being painted at the moment where, if it's not corrected, money is going in the wrong way to the wrong place, as opposed to being spent where primarily it needs to be spent?
I would say, in terms of those headline figures of that small number of schools who ran up the deficits, that shouldn't distract people from the fact that the main issue is that there's not enough money in the system. That we aren't really going to get into arguing that you should take money off, say, school transport to give it to schools. We don't believe that money is being wasted. The main problem is a lack of money going into the system in the first place.
One of the ways around it would be to close some of these schools, these very small schools, and amalgamate them with other schools. Is that an option the unions would consider?
Our position is that schools should be planned in such a way that they can deliver the best educational outcomes. That doesn't actually always mean closing schools. There are some small schools that do work very well and don't rack up these deficits. So that, again, won't solve the problem. Part of the problem is the lack of decision-making that takes place here. And poor decision-making was happening here long before Stormont fell.
But would you agree that empty classrooms are part of the issue in some schools?
In a minority of schools, Frank, I think the when you look at the bigger picture, you see that schools that have been, that are sustainable, are having problems. Almost every school now has a problem with their budget. Almost every school is now talking to staff about making staff redundant. So we can't really extrapolate from the 4-5% they have run into extreme difficulties to say solving that will solve all the problems. It certainly won't.
Yeah, I should emphasise at the other end of the scale, you have very packed classrooms in some schools and teachers buying their own resources. For example, teachers buying their own printing ink to print resources children. That's pretty commonplace, isn't it? If teachers didn't spend their own money to do that, that would be a problem, wouldn't it?
I mean, on a Sunday afternoon, I was out shopping with my six-year-old daughter for Halloween decorations, and we actually met a school principal who was out actually spending her own money on materials for her school. So that's what's actually happening now in schools.
And does that goodwill stretch? Are all teachers prepared to do that to make the classroom a smoother place to operate in, or is it really down to the mindset of an individual?
It is down to individuals, and teachers by nature are caring people, but we would say to them they shouldn't be spending their own money. I mean, doctors, nurses, I don't imagine or feel they need to go out to spend their own money on medicine. So teachers shouldn't be out there spending their own money on resources for schools, particularly when it's not just the schools funding that has dropped over the last 10 years. Their salaries have dropped against inflation too, be up to 20%. So it's money that they can't afford to be spending on resources for their school.
Okay, Justin McCampbell, NASUWT, thank you indeed. Are you concerned about the drop in spending at the school close to you? A 10% reduction over the last 5 years is a significant downturn. 0289033105, whatever's on your mind, we are always happy to hear from you. We're heading towards the news at 10.